It's Sunday, August 3rd, 2025. I am your embattled host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We are now in the 195th day of the second, but really third, Trump administration. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It is Sunday, August 3rd, 2025. We're absolutely loaded for bear, not just myself in the next 2 hours, but then the great Chase Geyser are coming in hosting Sunday Night Live. Always informative, always tons of clips and analysis, must watch. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. The way we reach more people is whether you're listening on local radio stations or watching on TV stations or cable, or at Real Alex Jones on X, or Infowars.com/show. Share the feed on your email list, your text message, word of mouth, and tell those you share it to share it and tell them to share it. That completes the chain reaction. All right. As you know, I'm very critical of the Trump administration when they do things I think are wrong so that they course correct. And most of the time they do. But without even getting a lot of attention, I've been looking at the actual numbers here. And on the border, on the economy, on the tariffs and trade, and most importantly, on the medical health, and what Maha is doing with RFK Jr., it is spectacular what's going on. Kennedy does not totally control the other health-oriented agencies, but in an advisory role, they're supposed to do what he says, or he can then pull a bunch of regulatory controls on them, but it's not immediate. But that said, I start trying to think about all the stuff he's done in 190 days. It is dizzying. And he didn't even get confirmed for a long time in, so it's a lot less than that. Just in the last 24 hours, because they're working over the weekend, HHS Secretary RFK Jr. has suspended the Biden-era program that fired medical workers that wouldn't take poison shots around the country, basically told the hospitals to do it. Hundreds of thousands were fired. And more importantly, banned the mercury-based substance, thimerosal, in all vaccines, saying no more poisoning pregnant women and children. He's got a full 9-minute speech. I'm tempted to play the whole thing, but we're going to at least play the key parts. It's all key, though. I'll just probably play the whole thing. Okay, we got that. And then we've got 2 million more Americans in the workforce as foreign-born share declines significantly. And remember, these statistics are already a few months behind. So these numbers we're getting are from June. So we're going to be getting into all of that. Also, New Hampshire bans child sex changes outright. The UN said ban them 2 weeks ago. The UK's banned them. The tide has turned against that fraud, led by Trump and RFK Jr. and others. Also, Hillary now under criminal investigation. Jack Smith now under official criminal investigation. They've got strike forces. As I told you, these are not regular special counsels that, you know, usually whitewash. They have every intention, because they know they have to, of doing this. Now, I'm not saying you should hold your breath, but I believe it's going to start happening. It's already happening, the low and mid-level, and that's why we're in so much danger, because the deep state knows that too. And then speaking of criminals, Senator Kennedy, over the weekends, yesterday, said that he talked to very high-level people. Turned out it's Trump, and then it was also some of the people in the administration talking to Chuck Schumer. Schumer said, I want hundreds of billions of dollars that's been frozen to the EPA for slush funds they steal and the USAID and the rest of it. I want that money released or we're going to block all of your appointments. Now, that's next level corrupt. And they can always imply that, but you can't cut and dry say it. And says, well, let's see if Trump's telling the truth. I mean, he pretty much always is. You kind of debate his interpretations, but he's not, you know, big on lying. He knows that discredits you. Schumer came out and basically said, yeah, it's true, and said, go to hell. Got the video of that. He did that today. So it's just getting crazier and crazier and crazier. Also, record level nuclear power plant alerts around the country, and they're being covered up. We've just got a massive broadcast lined up for you today. Stay with us, my friends. Back in 60 seconds. Share those live feeds now.
This is a major alert for the AlexJonesStore.com. I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to get the biggest deals ever if you're a VIP. It's $30 a month. You get $40 from the store, special deals, special offers, special savings. And you don't just get one bottle of the supplements like Methylene Blue, get one free. You also can buy one of our amazing Richardson hats with Patriot logos and messages on it, or either T-shirts or other apparel, and get one absolutely free. I mean, this is an incredible deal. Now, this is a fundraiser shirt, but with this, we mark it up, limited edition, InfoWars fundraiser shirt, black on black, murdered out, limited edition. We're only putting the shirt out for a few months. Get your limited edition, murdered out, historic InfoWars shirt, and know you fought on the tip of the spear. It's an adventure to wear this shirt in public. Find it all right now. Biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for your support, because we cannot do this without you.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide, I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this live Sunday evening. It is 4:06 Central Standard Time, 5:06 Eastern, 3:06 Mountain, 2:06 Pacific. Don't know what it is, Greenwich Mean Time, but however you're listening, on satellite, on the internet, on radio stations, on the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X, Infowars.com/show, band.video, Rumble. We always forget about the awesome streams on Rumble. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Remember, sharing is caring, and that's how we win the info war. You've got all the power. Share those live feeds right now. All right. I got a lot of good news tonight. And I've also got the globalists and their spin machines turned up on overdrive, we're going to be getting to. Also got some scary news about America's nuclear power plants that are falling apart and so dangerous. And we've also got some really serious news on the prognosis for the economy if Trump is not successful. We've known this for a long time, but now the bill's coming due. Shocking chart exposes America's civilizational crisis as nation is in free fall without immediate course correction. And then you've got leftists literally throwing fits and going to more and more of these popular events where they yell and scream in the woods, or they go to a garbage pile, a landfill, a junkyard, and then smash things, screaming they hate Trump, they hate America, they hate you. And so as things get more intense, and as the whole globalist model that was designed to make people poor and isolated and stupid and unhealthy and ultimately spiritually and physically dead doesn't work, most people are going to move away from it and course correct, but not the left. They're the hardcore cult. They're going to get more insane, more angry, more violent, more intense. Now, this is some of the classic type footage. We have the new stuff of them paying to go to weekend events where they beat up and break old washers and dryers and knock the windshields out of old cars at junkyards. That's coming up. But continuing here, there's a lot to hit this evening. But the first thing I want to get into is some of the good news. In just the last 24 hours, RFK Jr. at HHS has banned all thimerosal in the poison shots. And it's in almost all the poison shots. And even the federal studies admit it's linked to major autism and retardation. And they've always known that. They had a secret report for the FDA and HHS in 2000. Even ABC News reported on it a few years later, and they suppressed it. They said the public will get their pitchforks and kill us. That was actually in there, if they find out about this. But instead, they just continued on. And of course, now they're pulling the fluoride out at the state levels. Kennedy has said pull it out, but Pam Bondi on the payroll of a big law firm, lobbying firm, the big American Chemical Association, is blocking Kennedy right now. So, you know, but the battle is not uphill anymore. And there's just so many other things Kennedy has done. Getting Trump into office just on that front alone is really paying off for humanity. But just in the last 24 hours, no more poisoning pregnant women and children. RFK bans mercury in vaccines. He also removed a Biden regulation that pressured and funded hospitals and healthcare facilities to fire doctors, nurses, and other medical workers, like radiologists or people that run the billing or secretaries, if they don't take the poison shots. So I want to go ahead and play the shorter clip of RFK. It's clip 4. Announced he's banned the mercury-based thimerosal from vaccines. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., your HHS Secretary. I'm happy to report that last week we closed the final chapter in the long history of thimerosal in the United States. Thimerosal, of course, is a mercury-based vaccine preservative. Its main component, ethyl mercury, is a known and very potent neurotoxin. Until we withdrew the recommendation last week, flu shots containing thimerosal, astonishingly, were still being administered to millions of Americans, including pregnant women and children. Now, I've taken a lot of flack from the vaccine industry and from its allies in the press about my decision to ban it. So I want to talk a little bit about my reasons. In early 2001, the director of the FDA Office of Vaccine Research and Review, late William Egan, admitted under oath before Congress that thimerosal safety had never been studied in human beings. Further, CDC has no existing guidelines for safe exposures to ethyl mercury. It is therefore inexcusable that these agencies allowed neurotoxic mercury to be injected into Americans for so long. A quick search of the National Library of Medicine's PubMed and PubChem websites nets thousands of studies on search terms such as mercury neurotoxicity, mercury in development, and mercury in the brain. Hundreds of them identify thimerosal as a potent neurotoxin, a carcinogen, a mutagen, and an endocrine disruptor. But let's put all that peer-reviewed science aside and just look at what the government itself and the vaccine industry say about thimerosal. Thimerosal's own label advises against its use during pregnancy, pointing out that thimerosal has never been shown to be safe and that it causes mutations in mammals. Thimerosal's material safety data sheet acknowledges that thimerosal is toxic, that it has nervous system and reproductive effects, that it's mutagenic in mammalian cells, that exposure to mercury and thimerosal in utero and in children could cause mild to severe mental retardation and mild to severe motor coordination impairment. The MSDS.
All right. So there you go. The clip kind of cut out a little bit early, but it's almost over, so it doesn't matter. All right. So there's a lot of other good news coming out of HHS and more, and obviously with Trump. But people also, you know, see Kennedy not getting certain things done quick enough, or he banned rollout of the new COVID mRNA shots a few months ago. But then a few weeks ago, we heard that a new mRNA shot had been approved, and then it turned out he was on vacation, and he came back, and he fired the two people under him that had basically robo-penned it. So they weren't just doing that with Biden. They were doing it with Trump as well in his first administration. That's the type of bureaucratic rebellion going on, because a lot of these people are on big pharma payroll, and if they slip something through like that, they get paid off big time. These are very ruthless groups. So FDA Commissioner Marty Makary just came out and said the NIH, that's the National Institutes of Health, again, Kennedy's Health and Human Services, NIH's thing Fauci used to run, had just funded a lab that brewed up the virus, that's Wuhan, that killed 20 million people worldwide. And, of course, the shots have killed even more. And, of course, it's come out that Gates and Obama cooked it up at Chapel Hill, North Carolina in 2014-15. It was a big scandal that they made airborne SARS. And so they then shipped it to China, and it was run by Peter Daszak and Fauci and got Google funding and Facebook funding and CIA funding. And then they released it and already had it on the shelf. But instead, the debate always was, oh, did it come out of a live animal market, a wet market, or did it come from a lab accidentally? No, it came out of a lab on purpose. We had Daszak and Fauci here before saying, don't worry, a new virus will pop up soon, and it's going to blow up the old system, and we're going to get instant approval for mRNA. And of course, we knew this 5 years ago. We were the first to break it with Dr. Francis Boyle, who died earlier this year, God rest his soul, and others. And boy, did they come after us even harder for that. So the news is spinning it, shocking. FDA Commissioner Dr. Makary says NIH brewed up virus that killed 20 million people worldwide. But what he's talking about is how they're still trying to send funding into it. And so, yeah, Trump's cut a lot of this funding. All of it needs to be cut. And again, we have not gotten full control of these agencies yet. But if you want to look at where we're seeing MVP action, it is out of RFK Jr., HHS, Tom Homan on shutting the border down 96%, and now scaling up enforcement and finding the missing kids and prosecuting human traffickers. They get an A+. Because they're having to scale up. We got big news on that coming up, by the way. But when it comes to things like stopping war, Trump hasn't been able to do that yet. And when it comes to having certain people in the White House being tied into big lobbying groups, blocking his agency heads, Trump's getting a C- right now, and continues, there's going to be an even bigger problem, in my view. But here's FDA Commissioner talking about, oh, yeah, just point blank, saying what's true, that what came out of that lab, man-made, the U.S. government funded, not the Chinese. I'll blame the communist Chinese in a second if it's there. No, they did it over there, so it had plausible deniability. And China played along with all the theater to help lock things down. But no, it came out of Obama and his stay-behind network. Here it is.
The way it used but to be. We're planning to change our health agencies for a generation or longer. Look at the NIH when Jay Bhattacharya came in there. It was a mess. 14% of the grants were descriptive studies on health equity, and the NIH had just funded a lab that brewed up a virus that killed 20 million people worldwide. Mm-hmm. So they're getting back to studying root causes, a cure for cancer, debilitating neurodegenerative diseases, and they're going to do good work.
Right. But you have to do it with fewer people. Is that a challenge with the cuts, or is that not really what it's made out to be either?
The FDA is strong, and it's going to continue to be strong. The cuts were consolidations. There was no layoffs to scientific reviewers or inspectors at the FDA. Mm-hmm. There was consolidation of the 12 travel offices at the FDA. And so we're going to institute teamwork and break up the fiefdom culture within the agency.
It's an interesting conversation.
And they've already done that. I mean, they've already fired, in all three of those agencies, all of the boards that have been put in there over the decades by Fauci, who's been there 48 years now. And Fauci was like royalty. He had $15 million of illegal federal marshal protection up to a 10 at a time, 24 hours a day, just this year. And it wasn't funded by Congress, wasn't in a line on it. It was just illegally being done. And Trump, of course, pulled that. I mean, that's just an example of how these guys do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. And it's been Fauci there for almost 50 years putting all his people in. And then he and his wife, she's also a regulator of the other agency, they just make individually hundreds of millions of dollars while they engage in their eugenics operations. Of course, he was famously connected to the HIV being added to the hepatitis shots and government vaccine programs in New York and San Francisco in the gay population as the perfect vector to spread it. Now, more good news, and again, this is just one little snapshot. You got a whole bunch of states have done this. The UK's done it. Europe's, most of their countries have done it just in the last year. The UN came out 2 weeks ago and said transgenderism is anti-female and is invading female spaces and destroying women's rights. And we need to ban anyone under 17 having a transgender surgery. It's child abuse because they can't make the informed consent decision to do it. It violates the Nuremberg Code. I already covered that in the last few weeks. But if you don't believe me, just because I couldn't believe it when I saw it. UN board, the big top one, said, sounds like me. Now, that's because they know people have really woken up. They're really pissed. And this is like serious crimes against humanity. Whether you're in Austin, Texas, or Denver, Colorado, or Chicago, Illinois, or New York, or Miami, Florida, or even places like Nashville, Tennessee. You can even be in a conservative Republican red state, but the cities and the public schools, a lot of the private ones with grant money, for now, really a decade, but it's gotten a lot worse, create with your young children, starting elementary school, these role-playing where you can be a boy, you can be a girl when you're not, then they trick them into showing a proclivity to it. They put them in a database, give them a social worker, put them in school programs, and then they analyze the parents and decide whether to tell the parents this process is happening over whether or not the parents are going to accept it and support it. So it's the school manipulating your child into this and then trying to basically take them away from you if you don't go along with it, with multiple states passing laws in the last few years, to take your child if you buck it when they come home and they're 10 and they say, I know they say I'm a boy, but I'm really a girl. If you say, hell no, you're not, I'm pulling you out of that school, or you go get in their face, they will lie to you, according to all over the country and all the Western world, policies with lawyers and say they didn't do it. And if you keep coming after them, they will take your child from you. Okay, so we need to push back, and we are. And a lot of leftists obviously love to abuse their boys and girls like this to show how deep they are in the cult. They target autistic, Down syndrome children particularly. So this is a scientific, unified, packaged propaganda, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in Germany, whether you're in the UK, whether you're in the US, all over the Western world, the same big NGOs, the same BlackRock funding, the same UN, the same projects, the same TV shows, the same culture, pushing this to destroy the family unit and depopulate. Remember, Black Lives Matter, of its six planks, one of them was get black men to transgender, to be something else. So New Hampshire bans child sex changes. New Hampshire just become the latest state to ban child sex change and the first state in New England. A number of other states have already enacted similar bans after President Trump's executive order declaring that no medical facilities that perform sex change operations on children would receive federal funding, including from Medicare and Medicaid. And it's really working. And now Trump's pulled California funding, billions, because they're not stopping. Maine's funding's getting pulled. They're now backing off. And this is intense. You know, remember, Trump had to have the charges dropped when he got into office 6 months ago with the Texas doctor, who were at a big facility. They were sterilizing. I mean, we're talking 10-year-old kids, boys, cutting their penises off, and under state law, that's illegal. They were still doing it. And then he blew the whistle and got indicted. I mean, these people are a cult. They mean business, and there's big money from the Pritzkers, and there's not just Democrats involved in this, and it all came out of Tavistock Institute, MI6. In the 60s, they developed the plan. They deployed it. It's all about eugenics. It's all about depopulation. It's all about hell on earth. So that is really good news on that front. We are in full swing awakening right now. Now, I want to come back, and I want to get into the border and border enforcement and what that's doing to the economy for American citizens. 2 million more Americans in the workforce as foreign-born shares decline significantly, and they're ramping up deportation enforcement. And so Trump's very public about using the U.S. military to aid the deportation of illegal aliens. But the corporate media is acting like they found some big secret information. And oh my gosh, he wants martial law, and they're going to intern Japanese Americans again. Literally, total bull. As everybody knows, I'm an expert on police state militarization, operation, you know, Rex 84 and FEMA and COG plans and all of it. It was being planned by Obama, and by Clinton and others, Herbert Walker Bush, W. Bush, in these projects that came out years after I told you they existed to demonize constitutionalists and gun owners for a nationwide martial law gun confiscation plan to target Americans and to use the military against political dissidents. That is as illegal as hell. But if you read the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, the military's all about the border and all about customs and all about deportations. We didn't have a border patrol back then. Who do you think threw people out of the country? They would have local police and people grab you if you're illegal. They should bring you to a magistrate. He'd order your ass taken to the border or to a port and thrown out. And if you got caught sneaking back in, they'd throw your ass in a work prison for a couple of years, busting rocks. So it's totally constitutional. It's all cut and dry. That's why everything the courts have tried to do to Trump gets overturned, because it's cut and dry. Cut and dry. We're going to go to break, come back with that news. Then Chuckie Schumer got caught in major corruption. He's being bald-faced about it. He's not even hiding it. Told Trump to basically F off. We got video of that. It's all coming up. Now, remember, we are listener-supported. We are taking on the globalists. We are battling them in federal and state court. You look it up in the newspaper. They're trying to shut us down the 13th in state court 10 days from now. We're fighting that, stop that federal court. It takes a lot of money to win these battles, and we've been winning, but only because you continue to fund us. Plus, these are great products. So you're not just funding the servers and the satellites and the crew and the operation and the reporters and all the bandwidth. That's important. Most of it goes to these battles. Once we win these, we'll be able to massively expand. Or if it's battles lost, I'll be a news director, and the funding will all go towards expansion. So the prognosis is good, but either way, I don't want to give up. I'm fighting here. They've been super discredited, caught in all this corruption. Criminal investigations of them are going on. We need to keep fighting. But the products are insanely good. So it's a win-win. You want to go to thealexjonesstore.com. You've seen the rave reviews. You've heard every guest I've given, Ultramethylene Blue. We've got the best, too. Feel like a fog's lifted, incredible energy. Their eyesight gets better in many cases. It's over the top powerful. Talk to your physician first. Ours is the strongest ever. It can have interactions with SSRIs and things. So be sure to talk to your physician first. Our methylene blue in capsules or the liquid is unbelievable. Everybody needs to get on it today. Our Irish CMOS is the best. Our CMOS is insanely good. Shilajit is incredible. We have the best. Our turmeric is so good for inflammation in your whole body and immune system. We've got 95% curcuminoid raw pills at the store that work great, or 4%. I'll give you an idea how powerful this is. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've got a great prebiotic, incredible probiotic. I mean, these are top private labels of what's already the best out there. Where we get our methylene blue is a medical supplier of it, where they use it in medical procedures. They're like, yeah, we'll sell it to you as a supplement, medical grade, what you want. That's why it's so strong. We've got it all, and the widest selection of Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of designs. The only problem is there's so many, it takes like an hour to go through them all. I'm kidding. I mean, I'm not kidding. 300-plus, you know, designs at any one time, because we're always having limited editions, but we had over 500 designs. Got the new Alex Jones retro stress ball. It's all there. The Alex Jones Store. .com. And everybody that goes there should be a VIP. You spend $30 a month, just like Amazon Prime, and you get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, special sales. And when you are a VIP right now, you buy one bottle of any of the supplements and get another one free. And it goes for the T-shirts and ball caps. Buy one, get one free. Limited time offer for VIPs. Everybody be a VIP. This is a major TheAlexJonesStore.com news alert. I am cutting this announcement on the 30th of July, 2025. That means you've only got 7 days to take advantage of this massive sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, buy one bottle of any of the amazing supplements or any of the Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, you name it, and you get another item absolutely free at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's a catch, but it's a good catch. You got to be a VIP. It's $30 a month. It's just like being an Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers, special sales. You get massive discounts on every product right away by being a VIP. And you can cancel with one click in your profile anytime. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and get ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid. Buy one, get one free. Power Plant, next level energy, way stronger than even Turbo Force. It's crazy. You add it with methylene drive product, it's dangerous. Be careful. These are incredible products. The Shilajit capsules and gummies. Ultimate Burn, incredible natural fat burning formula. Works great, people love it. Ultimate CMOS gummies and the capsules. The very strongest turmeric. Prebiotics, probiotics, gut cleanse. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. The next 7 days, buy one, get one free when you're a VIP. I want to thank you all for your support. These are incredible products. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and experience what it does for your health and overall vitality, and know you're fighting the tip of the spear. Thank you so much for your support. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
I saw Alex Jones and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Yeah, Alex looks good, man.
Yeah,
he lost some weight.
He
looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked, showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this some conspiracy? Crucified for no sale.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday transmission of the Alex Jones Show. Remember, the tyrants hate the fact this broadcast is still on air. Remember all the stuff they did just last year alone. Fake illegal auctions, trying to close the doors with armed security with no court order. I mean, we're talking Shanghai. And they should be indicted for it, and it's being looked into. But they're still just barreling forward, the Democratic Party. They haven't given up, and that's evidenced by what Schumer just did in response to Trump saying he told him, I'll do your appointments. You just got to give us back all those hundreds of billions you took from our slush funds. And Trump told him to go to hell, and so Schumer came back and said go to hell. Didn't even deny it. So these people are so arrogant, it's why they need to be indicted 10 years ago. Not last week, not tomorrow, 10 years ago. So we're going to be getting into all of that coming up and so much more tonight. But one of the big criticisms of Trump by populist conservatives, because the left runs this headline everywhere, why deportations are down from what Trump did in his first administration and why Obama had more deportations, if you compare them day by day, than Trump. Well, that's because you can just pull up all the speeches of Obama saying we need to deport illegals. They dismantled all that under Biden. Obama began to dismantle it his last year in office, but Trump built it back up. That's all on record. And now if you look at the enforcement, they've completely ramped it up. The Democrats had closed most of the different containment facilities and then built new ones on the border to bring people in. They did the opposite. Remember, Biden said, when I win the election in 2016, he said, I want you to immediately surge the border. So it is not a fair statement to say that Trump's dropped the ball. They have escalated. The curve goes straight up. They have commandeered out of the armed postal service inspectors, the ATF, the federal marshals, the air marshals. They've taken the majority of air marshals, the majority of federal marshals. Almost 80% of ATF agents are now full-time border assistants and internal. I mean, plus great, the ATF just harasses gun shops and legal gun owners on average, and you know, got caught with Obama fast and furious shipping hundreds of thousands of guns into Mexico and then shipping them over to the rebels to overthrow Assad. That started 15, 16 years ago. They finally succeeded in the last months of Biden. But it's just crazy. But it's amazing that they've done that in a 96% shutdown of new people coming across. Trump got it to 94% before. And so we're seeing real success here despite all the blue cities. Well, almost all. It's not true. Almost all the blue cities saying we're not going to help you when we have an illegal alien that's already committed a crime and served years in jail for rape or arson or whatever. We're just going to release them and not even notify they're being released. So ICE has to stake out the prisons and jails and grab people. And I say almost all the cities. As soon as Trump got in, Travis County and the sheriff said the last 4 years, I've talked to the deputies that run it, and it's in the news as well, that there was no handing illegals over to ICE in the last 4 years in Austin. And as soon as Trump got inaugurated, there's up to 2 buses a day of illegals getting out of jail for time served, getting out. This is just Travis County, or that have been caught in some crime. Well, they said, no, normally 2 buses, sometimes more buses. So it was at least 2 buses every day in the morning. In fact, if we had the crew like we used to, and that's why I want to get built back up and hire more reporters again, we'd be down there to show the buses driving out every morning. And that's kind of an interesting story. So I don't just look at the news. I'm on the ground. I've got sources. So this is really good. Again, 2 million more Americans in the workforce as foreign-born share declines significantly. The report showed there were 133,035,000 Americans in work, up from 131,037,000. And that is just in the last few months. Meanwhile, Colorado police suspended for breaking sanctuary laws and sharing info with ICE. Yeah, in Denver, the feds over the last decade, like most big cities, paid for grants to put license plate reading software in all the big cameras, little cameras too. And then when the feds, who had authorization to dial into the cameras, did it a few months ago, this is just one example, happened all over the country, Denver ordered the cameras software turned off. Now, I think all this stuff's dangerous. And I've always said Big Brother ends up only being used on the good people. So I've been against all this stuff all along. But Trump is using it for good, and now the establishment is flipping out. Well, here's another example. 3 Colorado police officers have been suspended without pay for breaking the state sanctuary laws and sharing information with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And it goes through all that. So this is criminal in my view. This is obstruction of justice. I see these articles, dozens of them a day. Mother and 11-year-old daughter killed in wrong-way collision with criminal illegal alien in a sanctuary state, New Jersey, who'd been released. Fugitive wanted for trying to ram ICE vehicle in Colorado, identified as six-time deported illegal alien with lengthy rap sheet. Boy, what a surprise there. I mean, it just goes on and on every day. I can show you, literally, if I looked, hundreds of these. So they created the lawlessness. They created all this insanity. And you've got these illegal aliens that are so arrogant. You got the prisons of the world dumped out into the United States. So they create this warlike, barbarian chaos. The Democrat parties did and the globalists, same NGOs in Europe, same NGOs that they brought in to run the open border here, be in charge of ICE and the Border Patrol, ran everything you saw in the invasion of Europe, turning it into a hellhole and killing up to 80% of their tourism and the rest of it. This is the design collapse of society. They're now saying Trump is a dictator. He's a king. He wants to use the military domestically. And why? The Marshall Fund think tank, this is Yahoo News everywhere, they say this looks fascist and is probably illegal. Well, A, it's in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, what Trump's doing. That was our first big complaint, was invaders and all the rest of it, and no defense. And it's all been authorized already by the courts. And who is the German Marshall Plan group? That's the think tank over the Marshall Plan that after World War II set up basically a dictatorship in Europe and set up the International Bank of Settlements, the IMF, the World Bank, and all the rest of stuff you see, and the OECD, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development. And then they set up the UN, and they set up UNESCO, and all the ESG stuff you've heard about the last few years, that's not new. That's global corporate governance. And at the heart of it is the Marshall Plan that then the private central banks own and control. So people read this, like, oh, look, the Marshall Plan group. Oh, they say it's bad for Trump to control the border because they want replacement migration. They want to collapse sovereignty. Remember, we got all those UN documents for the Banff Canada, North American Union secret meeting that Lou Dobbs got in 2006. They said, we're going to use virus scares and replacement migration and economic collapse to bring in our corporate world government. So you can go read the Yahoo News articles and all of them, and they're like, oh, the Marshall Groups. And that's, again, this is the spokesperson think tank that's part of it. Trump's domestic use of military set to get worse, leaked memo shows. But again, I love how it's the German Marshall Plan group. I love how it's them, and you go look at their site. Oh, all the billions and billions they get from governments for the NGOs they fund. And it's all open borders and war with Russia. It's the CIA. Just like USA and all the rest of it is on record. So see, Trump thinks he puts Ratcliffe in and he's controlled the CIA. No, it's all these NGOs. And that's why it's so hard to stop them. So you can go read the articles. It's like, not since the Japanese Americans were interned have we been in so much danger. This is a frightening thing. It's secret meetings with Hegseth and his brother who's over it. And the nepotism of Hegseth's brother's in there. Even though he's got a great background and record and everything. And they got this secret plan. Trump ran on the military supporting ICE. And he could have the military by themselves be the ones that go out and grab these people. He could have military tribunals do it. And they're setting it up in Florida through the state. JAG officers, lawyers, at Alligator Alcatraz. Because the Article III judges had been refusing. They already did that. The average deportation hearing for an illegal alien was set for 7 years out. It would take hundreds of years at the current rate to process the 20-something million illegals conservatively. And so, oh my gosh, military tribunals. You don't get a military tribunal if they catch you in Mexico illegally. You're not legal. They take your ass, they fine you, throw you in jail for a month, find out if your family's got money, demand a bunch of payoffs, and then throw you out of the country. So who do you think throws invaders out of a country? The military. And they're lucky they're even getting a hearing. You don't get that in other countries. They decide to deport you in England. They grab your ass and drag you down and put you on an airplane. They were going to deport me when I covered Bilderberg in 2007 in Canada. I get off the plane, come in. They take me in there for over a day, scream at me, just in a cell. It's covered my film Endgame. And then the media heard about it, and it was a big hubbub, so they released me. But they said, yeah, we were ordered to, you know, say you couldn't be here because you might be trying to cause violence. And I wasn't going to get an immigration hearing. They were telling me, you're going to be lucky if we just deport you right now. We're going to send you to Toronto to spend a few months in prison. I was like, okay, do whatever you're going to do. Screaming at me, screaming at me, screaming at me, screaming at me. Then he comes in after a day and a half. The guy that had been there the first day, he was back. He goes, I'm sorry, I have a daughter. I've been ordered to release you. I was ordered to do this. I'm sorry I was mean to you. Please, 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 please. But there was a lot more freedom even in Canada back then, though. Now, oh, you protested peacefully? We're going to ride a horse over you. You don't like lockdowns? Then we're going to take your bank account, and then we're going to lock you in jail for 2 years. There are people still 2+ years in prison from the trucker convoy. Totally peaceful, did nothing wrong, in a jail cell. So, oh, the left loves putting Owen Schroyer in jail in prison because they said he went in the Capitol and attacked people, which he didn't do. He was outside with me saying, don't go in. But they don't care. Oh, they're the liberals. Oh, Trump, though, he's going to lock the door and throw away the key. Oh, he's the one. The Democrats didn't do prison reform. He's the guy that released massive numbers of American citizens who were nonviolent offenders. He's the one that passed the laws to do it. No, Trump's not trying to lock up people in gulags. Trump's trying to ship people out of the country that have these big rap sheets. So it's just, I'm not going to read the whole article. It's just ridiculous. There's a more honest article. Just covers the facts. Pentagon expands role in immigration enforcement. But that's a tactic that the corporate media uses, as you know, that they will go, oh, this is secret. This has been hush-hush, but we were able to find out about it. And we, you got something really special. You got something really unknown for us here. So, no, we're the ones by the hundreds of thousands a year getting killed by the fentanyl and the tens of thousands by the drunk drivers and the rapists and the murderers and the arsonists that were dumped out of prisons all over the world. I remember last year, right when Trump got elected, the dictator of Venezuela came out and said, listen, I'll release the documents, plus your FBI already has them. I made a deal with Biden to end the sanctions if I would ship all my hardened criminals to you. Here's the documents, which we'd already reported on. I don't just believe Maduro. You're like, Biden and men told them. Well, yeah, when they get here, they just wave them on in and don't even deport them. Because they sign up with the Democrat law firms and the NGOs to be part of the human traffickers. I've had the whistleblowers that testify to Congress here. They would bring kids by the millions, some as young as 3 months, and just have a phone number and say, this is the sponsor. And the Border Patrol, by law, couldn't check their DNA, couldn't check their information, had to give them into HHS, who would then give them a Social Security number and deliver them wherever the phone number said. But don't worry, they gave the kids old enough to understand it, a piece of paper with a hotline for abuse, and then no one ever got any help from it. 10-year-old girls, I'm being raped, I'm being prostituted, I was kidnapped, I want to go home to my family in X country. No one would call them back. You saw the congressional testimony 2 weeks ago on that. It's like putting somebody in cement shoes, tying them up with chains like Houdini, and then throwing them into 100-foot water and then throwing a life preserver on the top of the water as you drown at the bottom, flailing your arms in the chains and go, but there's this life preserver here on the top of the water for you. So you can swim up 100 feet with those bowling balls tied to you. You can get that. But that's what they do, knowing, well, what if this ever comes out? We're doing this. Well, just give them a phone number. And they would disappear into sex slavery, slave labor. Even the New York Times 2 years ago reported that. To cover their ass. No, but Trump. Oh, military tribunals. The alligator Alcatraz, where the people stay on average a week and then get their asses shipped out of the country. So I'm done defending on that. It's just unbelievable how these people operate and what they've gotten away with. Now, coming up, I want to look at the problems, though. The underlying economic issues that they're not reversed does spell beyond a hellhole third world reality for us. And this isn't like 40 years ago or 30 years ago or 20 years ago. Well, we don't turn this around soon. You know, by the time our kids are grown up, it'll be really bad. We're here now. So, right on time. So I'll be getting to all of that. But first, I wanted to hit this. I'm not going to be able to play the whole thing. But on Friday, Senator Kennedy came out and said, well, I've talked to very reputable people, and I thought we had the votes to pass these confirmations of all these Trump appointees and people, but it's being blocked. And I learned Schumer's demanding money from all the slush fund stuff that's been held back from him if he'll do this. And then we later learned it was Trump that he was talking to. And then Schumer responded back by not even denying it and saying, go to hell, Trump, in response to Trump saying, go to hell. Here's the article. Go to hell, president calls out crying Chuck Schumer for political extortion by demanding $1 billion to approve each nominee. Senate heads home with no deal to speak confirmation as irate Trump tells Schumer to go to hell. And then Schumer responded back. Here's some of what Senator Kennedy said, and then we'll go to what Schumer, how Schumer responded.
I'm told that we're going to vote on one nominee every 2 hours for the next, 10 hours, which is fine. That's the way everybody wants to. I'm not going anywhere. That's my job. But it's so pointless. Anyway, that's where we are. That's why I call it organized grab ass.
Are you comfortable with the firing of the BLS commissioner?
I don't know enough about it. I mean, I know what some people have written about it, but I don't know what the facts are. The president said when he did it that more stuff is going to come out. I don't know what, if anything, he's talking about. But before I draw conclusions, I have learned around this place that you need to wait a little bit and hear the rest of the story.
Do you have a sense of what Democrats are demanding? Because it sounds like they are negotiating or at least talking to leaders.
My understanding, and this is secondhand, mm-hmm. so it may be unfair, but I'm hearing it from credible sources, is that the president is negotiating directly with Senator Schumer and that Senator Schumer is demanding money. Now, that only the president can provide. Now, what it is, how much it is, what it's for. I'm not saying money for him personally.
Yeah.
I mean money, not, and I didn't mean to imply that. Money for whatever. I don't know whether it's the budget or money to be released to universities or what the terms are. But that's what my understanding, and that the president has said no so far.
What's
all right, let's
guess?
Stop there. And then people speculated. There was a bunch of articles about it. So Trump came out on Truth Social and said, yes, it's indeed true, and here's the details of it. And then this was Chuck Schumer's response.
I would have said.
From Donald Trump, Senator crying Chuck Schumer is demanding over $1 billion in order to approve a small number of our highly qualified nominees who should right now be helping to run our country. This demand is egregious and unprecedented and would be embarrassing to the Republican Party if it were accepted. It's political extortion by any other name. Tell Schumer, who is under tremendous political pressure from within his own party, the radical left lunatics, to go to hell. Do not accept the offer. Go home and explain to your constituents what bad people the Democrats are and what a great job the Republicans are doing and have done for our country. Have a great recess and make America great again. Donald Trump caved and got nothing. Donald Trump tried to pressure, threaten, cajole, name-call Democrats, but he took his ball home and got nothing. Donald Trump caved and brought home nothing. Democrats stood strong, and Donald Trump faded away.
Oh, we'll get the appointments done, scumbag, and your obstructionist garbage. The arrogance of Schumer and AOC and all the rest of them, the most arrogant of the Somali Democrat lawmakers around the country, all of them in different videos saying, we only care about Somalia, we want to send money back to Somalia, we don't like America. We have imported poison with chips on their shoulders, led by scum like Chuckie Schumer. Now, I want to come back and get into some really, really, really important issues dealing with the real state of the economy if Trump doesn't succeed, the fact that it's dawning on people that most of the college degrees they got are worthless by design, what's happening with AI, and what is the way forward on all of this. Also, the Corporation Public Broadcasting saying it's going to shut down, that its funding was cut off. Democrats threatening to walk out in Texas. They've done that before. If redistricting happens, literally fleeing the state, they have to run so that the vote can't happen. So much more coming up in the second hour than Chase Geyser from 6 to 8, Sunday Night Live, hard-hitting, fast-paced, informative. Be sure and stay with us for that and share the live feed as well, because this is a participation sport. It's an info war. And remember, we're running a giant sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Of all the t-shirts, all the ball caps, all the amazing supplements, there's already big discounts on them. But if you buy one bottle of the Ultramethylene Blue, one bottle of the very best Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, it's the strongest out there, the prebiotic, the probiotics, Ultimate Life Force is the very best formula from all the best formulas out there that cleans up the cardiovascular, the spike protein detox, everybody should do. It is so important for young and old. It's all there. Buy one bottle, get one free when you're a VIP. That's $30 a month. It's like being Amazon Prime. Cancel anytime. Get $40 spent in the store. Special deals, special offers. And buy one, get one free right now if you're a VIP, and so many other perks. Become a VIP. Commit to the operation. We can't do it without you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And this is selling out quick. Tactical, badass stainless steel 6-inch dagger with an amazing high-tech sheath, scabbard, hooks around your belt. And it's inscribed with 1776 and my signature on the bottom, and a beautiful collector's case as well that funds the operation and can defend you and your family and never runs out of bullets. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get the Alex Jones Tactical Battle Dagger now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number 2 straight ahead. I'm only as strong as you are backing me. Have you figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason. Because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history. Maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Your Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back and then some simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our Ultramethylene Blue, but talk to your physician first. And if you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check those interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit. Get the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% humanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com, and the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.